Christian shore up hope as tsunami survivors face a year of change. New legislation causes concern for a missionary team in the Netherlands, and new audio scripture projects in Mexico are on the way. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Marking the one-year anniversary of the tsunami, grief again grips the hardest-hit region. That's Indonesia's Aceh province. Food for the Hungry's John Frick says they're projecting that the rebuilding process will take a decade, with the emotional healing perhaps taking generations.
A lot of our efforts have been revolved around livelihood and business restoration, as well as some of the infrastructure to make some things happen, as well as agriculture, so that the food security issues can be shored up.
Prior to the tsunami, Indonesian Christians were leery of going into the Aceh province because of the persecution. But Frick says they're now looking at it as a mission field.
We are entrenching a group of Indonesian believers into the mix of everything that we're doing there, and with our objective being to share the love of Christ through a very tangible way when the opportunity arises. When people ask questions, then we can answer them.
Next, life is rising again from the rubble of the tsunami that crashed into Indonesia's shores. On the one-year anniversary of the tragedy, many of the aid groups are looking toward the future of Hope Rebuilt. Strategic World Impact's Kevin Turner says they set up a life center in the days following the first wave of relief in Indonesia. Today, this continues to be their main thrust in terms of outreach in the region.
This is completely run by the Indonesian Christians, and they continue to do job training, computer training, internet services, copying centers, and trauma counseling. So we have work that continues in this region despite the fact that we don't have any American presence on the ground.
Turner says through the center, two things have happened.
We've had Muslim seekers who have always wanted to know and now had the opportunity and have come to Christ through hearing the gospel, a clear presentation. We've also had exposure. Many Muslims have had exposure to the true gospel, what it really is, for the first time.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Despite challenges to missionaries in India's Maharashtra state, Ramabai Mukti Mission is looking for more people to help them. Mukti's Marianne Salvatore says she's been training the teachers and building the curriculum at their five schools over the last 3 years. Her work reveals a persistent need.
We certainly could use some long-term volunteers who are skilled in teaching English as a second language. We've had a lot of short-term people come over for a month or two or three, and that just does not give us the consistency that we need in the classroom.
They're looking for people who will stay for at least a year. It's more than a job, though. Salvatore explains that the communities know the gospel ministry of the Mukti schools.
The majority of our students are from the surrounding villages, and the parents are willing to pay the tuition fee to send their children there because they know they're going to get a good education in English, but also because they're going to get a sound moral base.
Meanwhile, the Greater Europe Missions Netherlands team is taking a wait-and-see approach to new legislation. They report that the Dutch government is proposing changes to religious worker visa laws. Their concerns center around the fact that the laws could significantly and negatively impact people entering the country and staying there. People from several organizations are looking for ways to challenge the proposal. Please continue to pray about the process. And Audio Scripture Ministries reports progress on several projects in Mexico. ASM technicians in the recording studios are continuing to produce the scriptures and audio in five different Mexican dialects. The main challenge is keeping the electricity consistent so that all the computers, recording equipment, and programs will function flawlessly during the final stages of the project. Pray that many will soon hear God's word because of the work being accomplished in this studio. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible is making available Patrick Cate's book, Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions. To reserve your free copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.